Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. There are so many things that clamour for our attention and devotion. We must, however, take caution not to allow anything or anyone to surpass our relationship with God in importance or priority. Most people tend to seek first things that meet their physical needs. As long as they have enough money to cover all their needs, they're content. But this isn't what God's Word teaches. Don't let the busyness of life keep you from putting God first in your life. And know that as a child of God, it is your Father's pleasure to meet all your needs. Choose to put God first. Acknowledge that without Him, you can do nothing. And invite Him to have His way in your life as you seek Him first in all that you do. In today's message titled, Seek God First Before Things, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to put God first in your life. Let's join in.
The way you get things isn't by seeking things, but by seeking God. We seek God and He asks the things. Hallelujah. Seek Him first and let Him give you the things. We are supposed to have things, but my friend, seek first the one thing that matters most. Seek God first and He will give you the stuff. He will give you the things. That's the best thing to do. Matthew chapter 6 says that seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all of these things shall be added unto you. So Jesus has spoken to us directly saying, seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What are you seeking today? Let me ask you this question. Is it a relationship? Is it finances or spiritual growth? What are you seeking? Sometimes we can get our priorities out of order and begin putting things ahead of Jesus in our lives. Jesus reminds us why it's so important to seek Him first. So the main aim of the Lord teaching us to seek first the kingdom of God is to move us from a mind that seeks the things God produces to a mind that truly seeks the Almighty God Himself, who supplies all our needs. Jesus wants us to understand that God desires our wholehearted commitment to Him. And so that's what Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 is saying. Most of us fill our minds and lives with what matters most to us, while the people of this world will fill their hearts with desires that can only be fulfilled by the things of this world. It's the spiritual-minded person whose desires are met in truth and God's kingdom. You see? The Bible says in Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5 that, delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. What an incredible scripture. So let me ask you a question again. Is the kingdom of God first in your life? Let me repeat, in case you have forgotten this, let me just remind you that you don't have to seek things, and neither do I. We seek God, and He asks the things. Do you want to get married? Seek God, and let Him give you the right person. You want to make sure you wait on the Lord and rely on Him to get a good wife or a husband, because if you get a bad one, you would wish you were single again. You don't want that, do you? Are you looking for a job? Seek God and let Him give you the right job. Seek God and let Him do the right thing in your life. What things are you prioritizing? The Bible says, set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. That's in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. When my mind is set on the things above, I will seek God's kingdom and His righteousness above all else in this life, because I will get knowledge, I will get wisdom, I will get discretion and prudence. If you read the book of Proverbs, it tells you all these things. And Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 says, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. In fact, I love this verse, and I just look at it over and over and over again. I want you to look at this. It's so good. It's just saying, and he himself existed before all things, and in him all things consist and are held together. He's holding everything together right now. If it wasn't for Jesus, everything would have fallen apart. Then Colossians 1:18 also says, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the first from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. So you see, he is the head of his body, the church, seeing that he is the beginning, the first from among the dead. He's saying that in all things he may have the preeminence, so that he alone is everything, and in every respect might occupy the chief place, stand first, and be preeminent. Hallelujah. That's such a great scripture. So what are some of the things that could be first in our lives that probably shouldn't be? Well, before I say anything, let me read 1 Timothy chapter 6 and from verse 6. It says, now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Let me repeat that verse 7. For we brought nothing in this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Matthew chapter 6 also tells us not to take any thought about the things that we will eat, or about the things that we are clothed with, or any of the details about how this life is going to be supplied. So what I just read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 is saying that we didn't bring anything into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. So if you will not take thought for those things and seek first the kingdom of God, you will be rich. That's what the Bible promises. He will add these other things unto you. But somehow or another, in the teaching on prosperity and the fact that we can have it, we've actually created the lust many times in people for things rather than for God. Many times Satan uses this to get our attention diverted from God onto the things that God can produce. And because of it, Satan has diverted our attention away from God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. You see, we all like money and we all need money. But when you are on your deathbed, you are not going to ask for your bank balance or bank account. There isn't one person on this earth, when they are on their deathbed, going to say, bring my account and I want to know how much money that I have got in the bank. You wouldn't, you see. Obviously, you will want to have peace, to know that you are going to meet with Jesus, your Savior, at any moment. You see, Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 to 20 says, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So my friend, do not gather and heap up and store for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust and worm consume and destroy, and where thieves break through and steal. Here's a scripture that I absolutely love. Do you know in Revelation chapter 18, verses 17 to 18 is saying that, for in 1 hour, such great riches came to nothing. Every shipmaster, all who travel by ship, sailors, and as many as trade on the sea, stood at a distance, verse 18, and cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? Verse 19 says, they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, "Alas, alas, that great city, in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate." What an incredible scripture. So in one single hour, all the vast wealth has been destroyed. The riches have been destroyed, wiped out, and all ship captains and navigators and all who live by regularly traveling by sea, the crews and all who put their trade on the sea stood a long distance away. They were not anywhere near. This is what the Bible is saying. In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. In 1 hour, in the last days, Babylon is going to be completely destroyed and fall apart. So my friend, the whole world system and everything that we put all our confidence in are going to fall apart. The stock market is going to fall. Everything is going to fall away. So we have to realize that everything that we have, all our money, all our possessions, everything we have is going to fall completely. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying it so we get our priorities in line. I'm saying it to myself as well as you. Everything could be gone in 1 hour. So we want to make sure that Jesus is the first. But sometimes we get too caught up in trying to make money. It's not wrong to make money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. How many people are working 2 and 3 jobs so they can pay for a bunch of stuff that they don't even need? A bigger house, more expensive car, or a boat, or yacht, or whatever. And yes, it's okay. It's okay to have those things if you can have them without stressing out, you know, in life. But if they are going to stress you out and you are going to be stressed out over the debt of having to pay for those things all the time of your life, in that case, before you know, you have to work so much that you can never spend even time with your family. If you are somebody of that sort, then maybe I'm sure that God led you to listen to this message today so you could re-examine some of your priorities. If you don't look at your priorities very well, you can get in places and not even know how you got there. You may be thinking, what happened to my life? Have you ever thought that, how did I get in this mess? How did I let myself get into this situation? All those things you are seeking have pulled you into a terrible situation. And I pray that that will not happen to you. Remember to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do not forget. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. That should be the first step. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.